Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. A devastating storm ripped through the Southwest, causing flash floods from Los Angeles to Utah. Particularly hard hit was Utah-Arizona border town of Hilldale, the home base of Warren Jeffs' polygamous sect, the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or the FLDS. Reports confirm that 13 were killed in the flash flood that, according to eyewitness Chris Weiler, only seemed to last about a half an hour or 45 minutes. According to Utah officials in the city of Hilldale and the Washington County Emergency Services, among the dead are at least three women and six children, ranging in age from 4 years old to teenagers. Hilldale Assistant Fire Chief Kevin Barlow said water rises 1 to 1.5 feet at normal flood stage. A river gauge on Short Creek at Colorado City measured a nearly 3.5 foot rise in just 19 minutes due to the first wave of flooding around 3:18 that afternoon, and then a second wave about 90 minutes later produced a rise of nearly 5.5 feet in 17 minutes. By late Monday, the water had mostly receded, but as of Tuesday evening, storms threatened yet another round of flooding. Authorities say that around 150 people from county, state, and federal agencies, 500 community volunteers, and 6 or 7 search dogs are working at search and rescue efforts in Hilldale and its sister town across the Arizona border, Colorado City. Wild weather patterns aside, the Southwest is very familiar with flash flooding, even if some of its inhabitants have forgotten, and remembering to give rising water levels a wide girth is rule number one. A flash flood can happen in a matter of minutes, sweeping away cars and, in some extreme cases, entire houses. Do you think these are the same weather systems that wreaked havoc across Europe earlier this month? Check out the full article from Kingslayer and let us know your thoughts at darkmatternews.com.
Want to lose weight? Then turn your body into a furnace that literally melts the fat away. That's exactly what Thermometer does. Thermometer is uniquely formulated with patented ingredients like bitter orange, brown seaweed, and decaffeinated green tea. Their combined thermogenic properties boost up your metabolism and turn up the heat in your body so you melt the fat away without any jittery side effects. Thermometer is not available in stores. It's only available to listeners of this station. We're giving away 100 free bottles right now to anyone who enrolls in our special trial offer. Call now for your risk-free trial offer. 800-710-3720. 800-710-3720. 800-710-3720. One more time. 800-710-3720.
A new NASA-sponsored competition hopes to unlock the secrets of space colonization through user-submitted design proposals. Called the 3D Printed Habitat Challenge, NASA hopes that the competition will help to develop the fundamental technologies necessary to manufacture an off-world habitat using mission-recycled materials and/or local indigenous materials. They say the vision is that autonomous habitat manufacturing machines will someday be deployed to the moon or Mars to construct shelters for human habitation. A lot of fancy speech for a simple idea. Using 3D printers to build structures using materials which already exist on the planet. NASA goes so far as to speculate that the same concept, if such an idea is feasible enough, could be applied to life here on planet Earth. There are several designs that have so far made it to the finalist round. You can check out many of them in an extensive article from Kingslayer on darkmatternews.com. The world of the paranormal has experienced a great loss in the passing of Jim O'Connell. He was the founder of Experiencers.com, a group whose purpose was to lend support to anyone who had experienced alleged contact with extraterrestrials. Jim O'Connell was a UFO and alien researcher for over 20 years. He mysteriously passed away in his sleep in his Connecticut home on September 9th. He was the founder and lead investigator of the new television show Experiencers. In his show, a team of investigative researchers travel around the United States to personally interview people who had alleged direct contact with extraterrestrial beings. This year, they were focusing on the American Southwest. They plan to include other regions as the seasons of the show progressed. Dark Matter News staff writer Alana Fox Stark has prepared an extensive biography and article highlighting the life of Jim O'Connell and his work at darkmatternews.com. I'm Leo Ashcraft, Dark Matter News.